program host.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Oh, man. All right. So much to talk about, so little time. Back for more, getting things going for what is technically hour number two for us. It's your Wednesday edition of the Bucket Strategy Investing Program. I'm Johnny Dean. Have our Professor Rick Plum back again from Lucia Capital Group. We're both standing by, ready to answer all of your money questions. Of course, there's a lot to cover this hour, as there always is, so we're going to get right to it. As always, your phone calls, your emails come first. In fact, we're going to get to those very quickly here. You can call us, because we will take those first, but we have lines open right now. In fact, they're all open. Your money questions welcomed and encouraged. 877-PLANNER. That's 877-752-6637. You can send your emails here to us at wealthed.com. That's right where you see the Find Your Answer link near the top of the page. And that's as easy as all that. Just give us a call and we'll answer your questions here on the program. We'll also give you some strategies. You can get in touch with the Brain Trust, by the way, off the air. If you're shy and you just want to talk to an advisor about your specific situation, I would suggest you do so. If you want to set up a face-to-face meeting with any of the Brain Trust advisors, including Professor Plum, or you need to ask an off-air question, you can call them at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. That's the off-air number, 800-644-1150. You know from watching or listening to this program that everyone's situation is different, of course. What's suitable for one person may be completely the wrong advice for you. That's why you should call the advisors at Lucia Capital Group. You have them go over your plans, your goals, your individual situation. I will say again, don't try to do this on your own. It's too important, and as we've seen, there are too many things that could go wrong. You talk to a Brain Trust advisor. The number again, off the air at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. And on the air, 877-PLANNER. I said we have all the lines open right now. Give us a call, your questions, your comments, your concerns, whatever it is, we're here to answer them for you on the program. I want to take a couple emails here. Once again, if you want to email us, you can do so at our website, wealthed.com. Let's move along to Bruce in Twin Falls, Idaho. Beautiful place, by the way. I'll be 62 years of age this fall. I have a little money saved and I wanted to maybe invest. Would it be better to do tax deferred, such as an IRA, or invest in a regular account? I only have enough to contribute for 2 years and don't know how long I'll be working in the future to contribute to an IRA. Also, are the distributions from an IRA still either the lump sum or a set percentage per year, or can you take what you need when you like dividends? Thank you, says Bruce in Twin Falls, Idaho.
Well, let's take the first one first. Should you use some type of a tax-deferred IRA type of an account to hold the investments that you're currently making? You're saving money. You're going to continue to save money over the next couple of years. And so you're either going to put it into an account with your personal name on it, and therefore the taxation will be driven by whatever that investment earns, or should you put it into an IRA, whether it be traditional or Roth, where there is no taxation until it's now run by the account? Well, I'd want to know a little bit more. Do you pay taxes today? Now, it sounds like you have not had the opportunity to save very much in the way of tax-deferred accounts. And so assuming that you don't have much, if anything, in IRAs already, and you are in a taxable, if you owe taxes today, doing a tax-deductible traditional IRA, if you can, I think would make some sense. Because it sounds like you haven't saved very much. You're looking to save for only a couple more years, so you're not going to build up a very large IRA. So when the money comes out, it'll be tax-free, because it sounds like the only money you're going to have is your Social Security and the distribution from this IRA. Now, all of this could change if you have a large pension, if you're not paying taxes today. But yes, I think putting it into a tax-deferred world will help. Now the question is, should I put it into a traditional IRA? If I can get a deduction today, and I'll be in a very low income later and I won't have to pay taxes later, that makes the traditional IRA very attractive. Or should I do a Roth IRA, where I do not get a tax deduction today, but in the future, I won't have to pay any taxes on it at all, even if I do have other taxable income? So the Roth IRA probably makes more sense if you have pension income and other things that will push you into an income tax situation in retirement. The traditional IRA probably makes more sense if you are in a tax bracket today, but probably won't be in one in retirement. So a little bit more information would be helpful. Now, if you do use an IRA, you asked about what are the rules? Do you have to either take a lump sum or was it a set percentage? Well, there's no set percentage of distribution until you reach 70 and a half. And with an IRA, this is a traditional IRA, up until the time you turn age 70 and a half, you can take money out of it or not take money out of it once you're 50 and a half in any way, shape, or form you want. If you want to take a little bit, take a little bit. If you want to take a lot, take a lot. If you don't want to take any, don't take any. But once you hit 70 and a half, the year you reach 70 and a half, there is a required minimum distribution. It's not a huge number to start with. It's only a little less than 4% of the account value. So they are asking you to start pulling some money out of your IRA at that time. And the percentage is not a set percentage. It does change every year. It goes up a little bit. By the time you're 90, you're taking about 10% a year out of the portfolio, whatever the remaining balance of that IRA is. That's not enough of a problem to change my opinion that if I'm in a tax bracket today and I'm not going to pay taxes in retirement, I still want to do the traditional IRA. Now, the Roth IRA, if I'm on the other side of it where the Roth IRA made more sense, the Roth IRA does not have a required minimum distribution for the owner. So you can leave it in, take it out, take the earnings out, take the dividends out, don't take anything out for the rest of your life. It's totally flexible for you in that case. And once you've had it for 5 years, even if you do take anything out, it's all tax-free, doesn't matter. So whether you do a traditional or Roth depends on your specific circumstances, and that's where you would talk to somebody now, and see what's going on.
Yeah, so it would start really with your tax bracket. At least that's a good guideline to
use. He's working now, so I'm assuming he's paying some taxes now.
Yeah, so the question is, what bracket are you going to be, if any, when you retire?
And when he retires, unless he's got a lot of pension money, if all he has is Social Security, and he's made the statement he hasn't saved much, it's unlikely that his IRA distributions will be large enough to create a taxable event on themselves. I mean, they'd have to be more than $11,000 or $12,000. And it's unlikely they'll be large enough to create a tax on his Social Security, if those are the only two sources of income. Now, if you told me, I'm not saving that much money today, but back in the day I was working, I've got $1 million IRA sitting out there already, rollover 401k.
Yeah.
That changes everything. Now we probably want to do the Roth IRA for sure.
Well, you want to do that because that $1 million IRA is going to create some income once you hit age 70 and a half.
Right. And so that does open up some other planning opportunities of should you be doing conversions now before you take your Social Security so that you can stay away from that. It's kind of a pain tax. I mean, when you start paying tax on Social Security that you otherwise didn't have to, every dollar you take out of your IRA is costing you a bunch of money because you're paying, maybe even if you're in the 10% bracket, if you're paying 10%, but you're paying it not on just the dollar I took out of my IRA, I'm paying it on a dollar there and 50 cents over here, so I'm paying 10% on $1.50, or maybe, you know,
10%,
or $1.85, maybe 15% on $1.85. And in some cases, for single individuals, we're running into the situation where they're paying 25% on $1.85 instead of a dollar.
Right, even though they're in the 10% bracket.
No, at that point they're in the 25% bracket.
Well, no,
It's all a matter of who you are and where you are. And if you don't understand it, you need to have somebody that does, because it makes a big difference in your ability to meet your needs efficiently.
Yeah, how is the average person supposed to know about this? I mean, you know, most people, they're kind of going about their daily lives, and they say, okay, well, I got to take a certain amount of money out. I've done well. I've got all this money in the IRA, and I built it up nicely. I don't really want to pay taxes now. I mean, why not? I've always heard to defer them anyway. How is anybody supposed to ever give some thought to this?
Well, tax planning is not just for the rich, rich, rich. Because frankly, you know, if they pay a little more, a little less in taxes, it's not going to, you know, change their lifestyle dramatically. But for the average person, the average retiree across the United States, if you can save $1,000 or $2,000, if you're living on $25,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, and you can save 5% or some number in taxes that you would have otherwise had to pay, that adds a lot to your actual disposable income. That's a big number for a lot of people, and it makes a difference, and it makes life, emotionally it feels good, because who likes to pay taxes? Financially it feels better because we have more money. Both of those, I'd say that's a win-win.
Well, I would say it is too. But I mean, without talking to somebody who knows this stuff, if you're going to sit there and you say, well, I'm just going to do things the way I went online and I learned about it, and I heard I should always defer my taxes, so I'm going to do this. I don't find out until I'm age 70 and a half that I'm going to be winding up in the 25% tax bracket.
Defer my IRA and defer taking my Social Security.
Yeah.
And I'm going to live on personal money and have no income taxes for the next 5, 6, 7, up to 8 years, whatever it is. And then all of a sudden at age 70, my Social Security is enhanced nicely, mm-hmm. and I get a nice Social Security check. And now I've got my required minimum distributions from a potentially larger, much larger IRA balance. And now I'm not in the 0% tax bracket. I'm not in the, all of a sudden I'm paying taxes on everything in the world.
Exactly.
I'm getting hit hard.
You are getting hit hard. And I'll tell you what, one thing that helps that I found is you can talk to somebody who's been through these situations before. I always like doing that. What's the worst thing? It's why you talk to a lawyer. What situations have you seen on this particular piece of advice? You talk to a financial advisor because they've seen all this stuff before and they know what pitfalls could await you. And believe me, there are quite a few. All right, 877-PLANNER. We got lines open right now. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, Brain Trust standing by to talk to you about whatever's on your mind. 877-PLA-NNER. Bucket Strategy Investing continues right after this.
Some people willingly take on risk, like skydivers. They may find risk exhilarating. Most of us would rather avoid risk. When it comes to investing strategies, many investors want to keep their feet on the ground and reduce their exposure to risk. A risk buffer strategy through the purchase of an annuity contract is designed for investors who want the potential for growth when the markets are positive, potentially with some protection from losses when they're not. If you're concerned about stock market volatility and the threat of another market collapse, learn where a risk buffer strategy may fit in your investment mix. You may be able to cover losses to a certain extent when markets decline, but potentially enjoy a reasonable amount of growth when markets rise. Watch an informative short video to learn exactly how a risk buffer strategy works at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. A December 2015 Gallup poll found that nearly three-quarters of those surveyed expected this year to start with stock market volatility. Their concerns were valid. According to CNN and other sources, this January was the worst month in the stock market since 2009. But even though we may have anticipated stock market declines, are we prepared for them? Are we prepared if we should see another market meltdown like 2008? Lucia Capital Group invites you to discuss your retirement strategy and review your exposure to potential portfolio losses if stocks stumble. What alternatives to stocks and bonds might you consider adding to your investment mix? Schedule an appointment with your local Lucia Capital Group advisor now. The consultation and review of your current financial plan is free. Call 800-644-1150 to schedule an appointment. That's 800-644-1150. And learn more at wealthed.com. Wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Control, this is QL1. Everything looks good on my end. Prepping for liftoff. Over. One more thing, QL1. What's that, Control? You've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
Well, it's completely online. It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates. And
hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Yeah, go ahead and pick one. Anyone.
That's tough. They all sound great.
I think you're finally getting it, Control.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Call now. 1-800-535-9652. That's 1-800-535-9652.
There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
I love getting a bargain, but there are some things I'll spend the extra money on, like my bedding. I used to think, what does it matter? I'm sleeping. But once I tried thecompanystore.com, I got it. See, they've been around for over 100 years, so they've perfected what it takes to make the finest quality bedding and home goods for the best price. They not only set the bar for comfort, they last.
Visit thecompanystore.com and try any product risk-free. Enter the code VALUE and get 15% off plus free shipping. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
It is Bucket Strategy Investing. We're here for you every day. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Quam from Lucida Capital Group. We got some questions coming in on required minimum distributions. We're going to handle those in just a moment, at least on the email form. We were just talking about some of those strategies with Professor Plum with regard to required minimum distributions. In fact, coming up on a show sometime in the next, I'd say, week or two, we're going to be talking a lot more in depth about required minimum distributions, what you need to know about them, and how you plan for them. Planning for them is key. Planning for them well ahead of your age 70 and a half, the year you turn age 70 and a half. I would suggest even 10 years ahead of time, especially if you get a large IRA. You've been building up your savings for, you know, 30 years, 40 years, whatever it is. You've got a large quantity in your IRA. You should know that in 10 years, a little bit more than 10 years, you're going to have some required distributions to take out of that, and that could put you into another tax bracket that you didn't expect to be in. So we're going to talk about this with the financial advisors. Coming up, that's the Brain Trust, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucida Capital Group, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Let's move along next to Rob in Las Vegas, Nevada. Hello, Rob.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you today?
Doing well. Hopefully you'll give me information and make it better.
All right, well, let's find out your situation. Go right ahead.
All right, I just turned 65. I do draw Social Security. And I got a notice that because of a Plan B, they were going to deduct $121, I think, from my check.
And 80 cents.
I saw that you had to make $85,000 a year at least. And so I figured, well, I don't make anywhere near that. They won't come for me. And bigger than anything, the next check that showed up after that was deducted by $121. So I went down to Social Security, talked to them, explained that I didn't make that much. I work part-time. I won't say what kind of job I do, but I'm off in the summers, and I'm a substitute.
All right. Well, we'll have no idea what that is, Rob, but go right ahead.
So at any rate, the guy said, okay, well, I can give it back. I said, well, but he says, there's got to be a 10% penalty because you don't have anything for Plan B. And I said, well, I get my health care through the VA. I'm not disabled, even though I have a claim in, and that, I mean, that status may change. But I do get it through VA.
Right.
I pay my co-pays and all that. So I'm thinking to myself, well, you know, if I'm getting my benefits through VA, why do I need Plan B? And do they, can they charge me? And what does Social Security have to do with Obamacare?
Well, they're becoming a more active role in things. But
yes, they are.
Now, you, if you are 65 years old and you are on Medicare Part B, you do pay $121.80 a year premium. Unless you make more than $85,000 as a single individual, and then it goes up from there. So the $85,000 isn't a matter of you don't pay anything if you make less than it. You just don't pay more than the standard premium if you make less than it. So the premium for Medicare Part B for somebody who signed up this year is $121.80, call it $122. Plus there's a $3 little surcharge on there to pay for something else, but don't worry about that. So the only way to get out of it is to not accept Medicare Part B. But then if you ever want to go back and re-sign up for Medicare Part B, you will pay a premium, a penalty premium of 10% for every year that you were out of the Medicare Part B premium. So if you feel that your VA coverage is good coverage, and you don't have to have the Medicare Part B with this, I would talk to the VA, the people that are dealing with your medical, and say, what do I need, should I? And talk to them about whether or not they feel that you need to have the Medicare Part B. It's, from what I understand, if you're on full VA coverage, you don't need the Medicare Part B, and you can get everything through VA. But if you ever want to leave from the VA and come back to the Medicare, and let's say it's 5 years later, you won't be paying the $121. You'll be paying 150% of, you know, $121 or whatever the new premium is, because you will have been out of it for 5 years. 5 years times 10% is 50%, plus the 100% gives you 150% premium. So this is a decision that you really need to do some research with. Talk to the people at the VA, because once you decide to drop the Part B, it's real expensive to get back on it, especially if you go a couple of years.
Okay, I told the guy to drop it.
Okay.
That I was going through VA. You know, they're both socialized medicine.
Right.
And the only thing is, I think in the future, you're going to have a heck of a hard time finding somebody except Medicare.
Potentially. They've changed.
And I live within 3 miles of the VA hospital.
And if you're comfortable with that, and I would just confirm with the VA that they're not coordinated with the Medicare at the moment, then I would not have a problem with that. Just accepting my, you know, medical from my VA forever.
And like I said, I do have a disability claim in with them. It's being processed. That could take 2 to 4 years.
Yeah, and that's going to make a part of your disability check, or your part of your check that you receive from them, partially tax-free.
Well, and not only that, but then all the copays and everything.
Less on the copays, yes.
It all comes back to me.
Yeah, you get it covered.
Even at 10%.
So I think the VA is a better deal, but I would just talk to the people at the VA about their coordination with Medicare. I believe there is no coordination, so I don't believe you need to have Medicare Part B, but I would want to hear that from the VA first.
Yeah, and I actually did not sign up for Medicare.
Well, you did was when you started taking your Social Security benefit, it automatically kicked in at 65.
All right. Well, I don't get a lot from them in the first place, and I was just a little perturbed that they wanted what I thought was a significant chunk back.
Well, that's the premium for the medical, you know, side, or the hospital, not the hospital, the doctor's visit side,
the Part
of
B
the
side.
Medicare. Yeah. Medicare Part B is a premium that if you want Medicare Part B, you get to pay a premium for it. You don't have to have it, but like I said, if you decide to go back on it sometime later, the premium will be a lot higher. It'll be a multiple, a percentage, 10% increase for every year that you wait to go back on it.
And you can all the premiums I missed.
Well, you don't really pay back any of the premiums, but the idea is, yes.
It's like a penalty.
Yeah, it's a penalty.
It's really a penalty, yeah.
They're looking for an average person on Medicare to pay X amount of dollars over their lifetime. If they don't pay it for the first X number of years, they still need them to pay that amount of money, so that's right. They're trying to make up the lost premiums for the early years.
Well, I'm in relatively good health, all considering, and so I just thought VA would be fine by me.
Talk to them.
VA is fine as long as you're not in a hurry.
Yeah, as long as you
that's what we've heard.
As long as you got 7 or 8 years, I mean, you know, you're probably fine.
Yeah, and I'm sure the VA has got a plaque written somewhere somewhere written in Latin that basically says, "We're all dying sooner or later. Don't be such a baby about it."
There you go. You see? Yeah, you've dealt with them, I guess, before, huh?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah,
but nonetheless, like I said, they're both socialized medicine. So as long as you understand those parameters, I figure they're one, and at least I know the VA, as best we know, is going to be there.
Yes.
I would sure hope so, yes.
I would say yes. I think that's the case.
Well, I don't think they dare not let it be there. We're too big a voting block.
They won't. They won't. No. Nope.
That's key. Too big a voting block. That is exactly the key.
Nobody wants to do that. Nobody will touch that, which I believe for current recipients of Social Security would be the same thing. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, like I said, I was just sort of curious that if, you know, like I said, I just a little bit perturbed that they would just automatically assume that I make $85,000 a year.
Well, no, the $85,000 has nothing to do with this.
Okay, it's more than that, then it's at $85,000.
Right, because if you, they automatically assume that when you hit 65, you know, what you may have signed something and didn't know it, you got your Medicare Part B, $121,800. If you made more than $85,000, it would have been more than $121,800.
Would have been what? Where does it go?
I think 170.
Yeah, it's something. It's quite a bit more. It's another $40 or $50.
Rob, 40, 4870 more.
4870. There you go. Rob, I got to take a break. If you have any other questions, please hold on. We will talk to you right after the break. Yeah, it's a surprise to some people. We've had a couple of calls on that so far today. Hey, whatever you need to know about, whatever you need, whatever money issues on your mind, you give us a call. 877-PLANNER, our number. PLANNER, some lines open. Johnny Dean and Professor Rick Blum here from Lucia Capital Group. Standing by with more of your questions and answers when we come back.
Are you worried we may see another stock market drop like the 2008 collapse? In a new video, Ray Lucia Jr. comments on investor concerns.
They're worried about what happens when this bull market eventually ends and how severe of a downturn there may be for them in the future.
If you're looking for some potential protection from volatility, learn about the risk buffer strategy by watching a free video now at riskbuffer.com.
For those investors who want to take some risk off the table of their longer-term portfolios, a risk buffer strategy may be appropriate for you.
Depending on the investor, there are many ways this strategy may potentially be added to your investment mix. Please take 10 minutes to watch a free video in which Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy and how it may work for you at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIP, an affiliate of Lucia Capital Group. If you were born on or after January 2, 1954, listen carefully. Recent changes enacted by the Social Security Administration as part of the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 may impact your Social Security benefits. The policy that previously enabled spouses at full retirement age to claim spousal benefits while allowing their own benefit to grow has been discontinued. This could mean the accrual of additional benefits may no longer be available to you. Changes will also soon be implemented regarding file and suspend claiming strategies. Find out the latest rules, regulations, and restrictions by calling the Social Security Hotline at 800-838-0483. The call is free and may clarify some of the new Social Security rules that could affect your benefits. If you were born after January 2, 1954, you could be affected. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security Hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Granger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Granger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgranger.com/safety or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. Birch Gold Group offers peace of mind for your nest egg through a rollover to an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the long-term stability that gold provides by investing in a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today at 888-999-1351 and receive their free information kit on gold. Call 888-999-1351, 888-999-1351.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
TCB in with you, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. We're answering your money questions here, and we do have some lines open, so if you want to give us a call, I would suggest you call right now because we're only here until the top of the hour, at least for this hour. So get on board now, 877-752-6637. Emails at wealthed.com, our website, W-E-A-L-T-H, wealthed.com. I want to get to Karen's email in New York, New York, with a required minimum distribution question. Is an annuity payment, says Karen, from a government pension considered a required minimum distribution? I know I have to tell them that some or all of the payments were required minimum distribution. I also get a government pension. On my tax form, there's a section that says, quote, is all or part of the amount considered a required minimum distribution? And then Karen says, the form that comes is a 100R. Do I answer yes to that question? All right, Professor Plum, what is Karen asking here?
Not exactly sure. I'm guessing that she decided to annuitize her TSP account, the thrift savings account, the government 401k, and she's creating a systematic payment that the way the TSP does it is they base it on your life expectancy and pay it out over that period of time. That by itself should qualify as a required minimum distribution. I can't say for sure because I'm not exactly sure what she's talking about. She has a government pension, a defined benefit plan. This is something in addition to it, but she calls it an annuity payment from a government pension. Okay.
Yeah. So
if they're if the contract or the account has been annuitized and it's paying out everything that you have in your account over your life expectancy, those rules do allow, those basically say that yes, that is more than the required minimum distribution because it's a declining balance, it's going to come down, and it's paying out over your life expectancy, which is exactly what the required minimum distribution wants you to do. They want to pay it out over your life expectancy. They just allow you to recalculate the life expectancy all the way up to 115. So a structured payment like that should be a required minimum distribution. Now, you would treat that one separately from anything else that you have. If you have IRAs or other plans, that's, if I have IRAs, a distribution from a 401k or other type of company plan does not help me satisfy the IRA distribution. Even if I take more than required out of the company plan, it doesn't help me satisfy my IRA required minimum distribution. So the way you've got it worded, my assumption is that you've annuitized or structured your payout, and it's over. As long as it's the structured payout is expected to last less than your life expectancy, that satisfies the RMD.
Yeah, and how do these work with a thrift savings plan? You talked about annuitizing a thrift savings plan.
Well, they can buy an annuity with the TSP. You can just go out and say, here, I've got X amount of dollars in my TSP. Boom, give it over to them and give me a payment for the rest of my life. There is no cash value left at any point. That's just what it is. Or you can do a structured payment from it where basically it's the same thing. And you just get a payment for the rest of your life. The cash value really means very little after that point. The only difference is if you die too soon and there's some value left in the TSP, with the annuity side, there's nothing left for your heirs. With the structured payout, there may be something left for your heirs if you died too soon.
Now, is that feature unique to thrift savings plans, or is this...
That one is fairly unique, but you can find it in other ones, too.
Yeah, okay.
Most of the time, private 401k plans, not government plans, they don't have that annuity option unless you roll it to an IRA and buy an annuity.
Right, which is what some people choose to do. Okay, 877-PLANNER, we got some folks on hold. Once again, 877-PLA-NNER. We will get to everybody's call before the top of the hour, but we still have three lines open, so grab them while you can at that number, 877-752-6637, spelling out Planner. Mike is up next, Tampa, Florida. Hello, Mike.
Hi. Okay. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
Hey, I think mine will be a...
Hello?
I think I lost you there.
Oh, no. We got you. Go ahead.
We got you back.
Okay. I think this will be a pretty quick one to answer. So when talking about Roth IRA distribution income, is that considered along with other income when calculating the tax rate that you're going to be at?
When you take a distribution from your Roth, will you be at least 59 and a half years old?
Yes.
Will you have had a Roth IRA for at least 5 years?
By the time I take my first distribution, yes.
Then that's what's known as a qualified distribution, and it does not affect your income tax whatsoever. It doesn't subject more of your Social Security to tax. It does not. It's a non-event from a tax situation, at least under current law.
Okay, and does that distribution, does it depend on when I put the money in or just on the first date that I open the Roth IRA?
The first tax year that you've had a Roth, as long as you never close them out completely, as long as you've had a Roth for at least 5 tax years, doesn't matter which Roth, just you've had a Roth IRA continuously for at least 5 years and you're 59 and a half, that signifies a qualified distribution after that, and it's just a non-tax event.
Okay. Perfect. That's what I was looking for. Thank you very much.
Hey, you're welcome. Yeah, and thanks for asking about that, Mike, because once again, here we go. You know, there are, once you say it's a non-event, at least 5 years and you're 59 and a half years old, this covers all of your Roths.
Right, so let's say I'm 54 years old and I put $1,000 into a Roth IRA today. And then 6 years later, I'm 60 years old. I do a Roth conversion of $100,000. And then the next year, I start withdrawing money more than the 1,000. I start taking 5, 10, 15,000 out of my Roth IRA. Well, it's a qualified distribution. Even though the majority of the money didn't come in until a year or two ago,
mm-hmm.
I've had a Roth IRA continuously for at least 5 years. And in this example, I'm 59 and a half or older. Qualified distribution, non-tax event.
Yeah, you could take it all out, as a matter of fact, if you want to, even though you'd done that conversion, say, just a few months earlier.
A few years, a few months, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's just the Roth world, not the Roth account. In your name, have you had a Roth IRA for at least the last 5 tax years once you've turned 59 and a half and then later start taking distributions? And if so, it's a qualified distribution. And a qualified distribution is a non-tax event. It doesn't affect your Social Security. Unlike tax-free municipal bond, it does not get included for your modified adjusted gross income, which could affect your Social Security.
Under current law?
It does. Yeah, under current law, it doesn't have anything to do with anything. Now, I haven't heard them say that they're going to go after any kind of taxation on this, but who knows with Congress? You never know, really.
You don't know. If it's good for us, then there's a good chance that they're going to come after it. That's my opinion.
If it's good for
us. Now, one thing that you need to understand, or one thing you need to ask yourself, if you're wondering, is my Roth distribution that I'm taking out, is it going to affect me at all from a tax standpoint? If you can answer these two questions positively, if you can say yes to, are you over 59 and a half? And if you could say yes to, I've been a member of the Roth Club, I've had a Roth IRA for at least 5 years. And
continuously.
About 5 tax years. Yes, continuously. You haven't closed it out. If you've answered both yes to both of those, then you're home free from a tax standpoint.
Yep. Every distribution at that point will be a qualified distribution. Now, if you're taking it from an account that you've only had for a year and the Roth IRA custodian doesn't know anything about the other Roths, they may issue a 1099. And so you'll just have to tell the IRS, yeah, they were just being overly cautious, but it's really a qualified distribution. Stay away.
Yes, and they will.
They know. IRS knows.
They get
a report every year on the value of your traditional IRA. They get a report every year on the value of your Roth IRA, how much money went in, how much money came out. And I'm not talking about the 1099s. They know the balance as of the end of the year. That's a different informational form that they get and you get every year.
Yeah, so if you should get a 1099, you're in that case, from the custodian, there's just a simple a form you file on along with your tax return.
Yeah, your tax software will help you, or Your accountant will help you.
Yes. All right. 877-PLANNER. Again, we have some lines open. 877-PLANNER. Al in Seattle with a very quick question, I do believe. If my son transferred, did I ask his question? Why does this look familiar? If my son transfers stock to me, the way I understand the rules to work is that the tax basis is the stock price upon my death. Can my son transfer the stock to me without any tax penalty?
Well, if your son transfers stock to you, the value is the his basis or the current value if it's lower than his basis. You haven't died yet. So, but if you own the stock when you die, that stock will receive a new basis. So let's say I give, you know, John Dean, hey, Dad, how you doing?
Yes, hello. Yeah, fine.
I give you a stock that's worth $20,000 that I paid $12,000 for. You have a, you know, you now have a $20,000 stock. Mm-hmm. If you sell it, you have an $8,000 gain. If you die, and then you give it back to me, I have a $20,000 basis. I can sell it without a tax. Now, if I give it to you when it's worth $12,000, but I paid $20, your basis is now $12, the lower value.
Yeah, and that's what we talked about earlier when we were talking about gifting and things like this. Gifting, if it's the lower value, you're actually going to lose that loss. There's no reason to gift something like that.
Now, if I give it to my dad and it's in his estate and he goes through a long illness, that money's available to pay for his illness and it may not come back to me.
Well, that's true. That's a decision you're going
to
have to make.
Without a basis or not.
Right, exactly. All right. We've got to take another break. Okay, well, we've got some trivia coming up. We're going to relay that to you. You're probably wondering, what's coming up on this program tomorrow? Well, guess what? We're going to answer that question when we come back. We'll also take more of your phone calls and your emails. 877-PLANNER. We got lines open. PLANNER. Call now. Brain Trust standing by. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. It is Bucket Strategy Investing.
If you're investing in the stock market, you know there may be reward, but you know there will be risk. So consider this. Would you sacrifice some of the gain you may get with your investments if you could potentially reduce some of the risk and potentially cut some of your losses? If you answered yes, you need to learn about a risk buffer strategy. With a risk buffer strategy, an insurance company insures your investment for a certain percentage of loss over a given period of time, and you determine the level of protection you get. Watch a short video at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com that explains how you can potentially reduce risk when the market may be down, but still capitalize on stock gains. Can you find a way to manage risk in unpredictable markets? Watch the video at riskbuffer.com. Riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. This is a special invitation for business owners or human resources managers representing companies of 50 or more employees. The retirement planning strategists at Lucia Capital Group will travel to your city and present a customized private retirement planning seminar for your employees. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes have spoken to thousands of individuals about planning for retirement and address their concerns about outliving their money, stock market volatility, managing taxes, company-sponsored retirement benefit plans, and more. Now they're available to speak to your organization. This is a convenient way for your employees to get their retirement questions answered and learn how a plan can be designed to integrate all of their retirement resources. Call Lucia Capital Group to schedule a private retirement planning meeting. Call 800-644-1150. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use, designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Any Joe Schmo knows Geico will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe's Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at Geico.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy Geico mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and two thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over.
Well, actually, I'm kind of bored.
You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
Wow, that is impressive.
3, 2, 1. Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Well, maybe you're in dire straits. I don't know. We're here for you. I hate when people do that. Make stupid pun-type remarks on songs. I'm sorry. I take that back. All right? Okay. It's a great song, though. We welcome you back to the program. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. You can get in touch with us. 877-PLANNER, our number, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. We do have some folks on hold. I want to get to everybody before the top of the hour, so we'll tell you what's coming up, and we'll give you some trivia if we have time this segment. If not, well, you know, we'll just wait until tomorrow. Up next, Linda in Jacksonville, Florida. Hello, Linda.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. How are you today?
I'm great, thank you.
So how can we help you today?
Okay, my question is... I'm 61 and on Social Security disability. Mm-hmm. My question is, once I turn 62, does my Social Security disability roll over to early retirement? And at that point, does the money that I receive now also roll over too?
Well, when you turn 62, nothing. Assuming you're still disabled and you meet the qualifications for a Social Security disability benefit, nothing changes. You stay on the disability benefit. You continue to receive the same amount that you're receiving now, subject to cost of living adjustments, if we ever get those again, down the line. Mm-hmm. Nothing changes with the disability benefit until you get to full retirement age. For you, full retirement age is right around 66. But the reality is, nothing changes. The only thing that changes is the name of the benefit. Instead of receiving a disability benefit, you'll be receiving a retirement benefit that just happens to be the exact same amount. It'll just continue on with, assuming you stay, you continue to be disabled, you continue to qualify for the disability benefit, nothing changes except for the cost of living allowance. You just keep getting the benefit and it changes its characteristics. So instead of coming from the disability trust fund, the check will come from the retirement trust fund, but it'll be the same amount.
Oh, okay, great. I wasn't sure how that was going to work.
Yeah, it's what happens is when you become disabled, they basically say, we're going to give you your full retirement age benefit now. What you've earned up to this point, we're going to give you the full retirement age benefit now without any reductions. A retirement benefit at 62 is a reduced benefit. A disability benefit at whatever age you receive it is a non-reduced benefit based on a formula for like your full retirement age. And then when you get to full retirement age, it just changes to a retirement benefit. So instead of dealing with the earned income rules that are associated with disability, you deal with the earned income rules that are associated with retirement, which means there aren't any earned income rules once you get to full retirement age.
Okay.
Does that make
sense? Great. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Thank you very much.
Okay,
you're
Linda. Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. It changes characteristics.
It's
is what
just,
it does.
It's the because, same dollar amount.
Yeah, as you said, if you go on disability, I mean, some people go on, you know,
very early, unfortunately.
Very early. Let's say you go on in your 40s. Well, what you're going to get is your actual full retirement age benefit paid to you early as a disability.
Right, but the full retirement age benefit is based on the best 35 years of work.
Yeah, which you
obviously
won't have.
If you go out at 35, 40, you don't have 35 years of work. So they don't use 35 years in the calculation. They use a slightly different calculation based on the number of years you've worked since you were 20, 21, or whatever the number is. And so that comes up with a benefit very, you know, similar to what the retirement benefit is, just with fewer working years. And now you're basically receiving that benefit without any reduction because of taking it early. You didn't have a choice. You were disabled. And you'll just continue to receive that benefit for as long as you're disabled or until you get to full retirement age when it changes to a retirement benefit. But it's the same dollar amount.
Yep.
The only thing that will change it at that point is if you are no longer qualified for disability or if you get to full retirement age, the only thing that's going to change it is a COLA, a cost of living allowance. We didn't get one last year. We may not get much of one this year.
We're going to wait and see. If we do, it's also going to change perhaps quite a few people's Medicare premium, which we're not.
Well, they can change independent of other of the COLA for Social Security.
No, that's true. All right, 877 Planner. Want to remind you of what's coming up on this program tomorrow. We talked a lot about gifting today. Something completely different tomorrow. This has to do with alternative investments, specifically real estate investment trusts. They're known as REITs. Now, I've seen a lot of these, not in the news. There are companies that are sort of advertising these things, and I'm hearing guarantees that I don't think really are there. You need to understand what these things are. If you've heard about more of them in the media, especially on radio, I hear a lot about these, Professor Plum. They almost make it look like, well, I just throw some money in there and
life is good.
Life is good. I'm getting, I've heard 7.5%. Mm-hmm. They say, they don't say anything about the risks necessarily. All they do is they say, well, make sure you do your due diligence.
Correct.
And
that is a very good statement to understand. And it doesn't have to do with REITs necessarily. It has to do with everything.
Yes.
Your due diligence.
You should do that. So we're going to talk about what they are and, by the way, how they might fit inside your portfolio. They are not for everybody. I mean, if you advertise on the radio some type of real estate investment trust product, that would sort of tell you that they're good for everybody. The only stipulation they seem to make is you have to make at least, you have to make at least $75,000 a year or something like that. I can't remember what it was.
75, 75. Have an income of 75 and a net worth of 75 or an income or a net worth of like 250.
Right, okay.
But that means that not everybody can have them.
No, but beyond that, they tend to say that everybody is a candidate. And I suspect that if you call them and say you'd like to, you know, purchase one of these products, they're probably not going to tell you no. Anyway, I don't know that for sure. What we're going to do tomorrow is talk about these things, what they're right for, how they fit in a bucket strategy, and why you should consider alternative investments in your portfolio. Okay, that's coming up tomorrow. I have time for trivia? Sure. Why not? Oh, okay. We have time. We don't have time to get to the next call. All right, if you're on hold, hang on a second. This is from BTN Research, By the Numbers Research. 16 of the last 18 presidential election years have produced a positive total return for the S&P 500 stock index. The only down election years dating back to 1944 were, guess what, 2000 and 2008.
Both of them after recent 8-year presidencies.
Yeah, isn't that odd?
Does that mean that every 8-year presidency will then help?
No,
no,
it certainly does
Who
not
the
because
heck knows?
There is no cause and effect here, folks. It just happens. And we got to caution you, don't take past performance as any indicator of future results. We're just presenting this to you as an interesting little piece of trivia.
Yes, that you should not base any investment decisions on.
Exactly. Just because there were big bull markets that led up to those presidential elections years.
And then we had bubbles in 2000.
And
we had bubbles in 2008.
Don't really have one now that I can see, but it doesn't really mean anything.
All-time record highs last yesterday.
That's true. Doesn't mean it's a bubble. It just means it's a high. All right, we're out of time for this hour. If you need the brain trust off the air, you can talk to Professor Rick Plum or any of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Their phone number off the air, 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150. Make an appointment with an advisor. Talk to them about your retirement strategy. For Professor Plum, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.